back to another episode of Welcome to This COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak. With that, I do believe in shoes. Yes. Especially if you're climbing or walking on the beach. Because you know what? Sand between my toes? Nah. Don't care for it. Torture. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say good afternoon to Vanessa Rack. Vanish!
Hi.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was so good and so sweet and lovely. We got a pinata. Yeah. The kids beat the pinata and got candy out of it. Very fun. We had made cards to send to some of our friends and family. And yeah. I love a day to just be real nice to everybody. And so we did that all day and it was real fun and sweet.
Sounds perfect. Speaking of which, there's James Heaney. Johnny Jim, how much coffee have you honestly consumed thus far today?
Well, not that much.
Yeah, but what is not that much to you?
Four 16-ounce cups of coffee.
You've had 64 ounces.
64 ounces of coffee is what you've had.
That makes sense. We're going to go with 64 ounces to win. And again, the preface, the qualifier being, well, not that much.
Well, actually, it turns out now that I said it out loud, it's the same amount as always. So I thought it feels like less.
Yeah, you know, I can dig it. And now Craig Kukowski with his pandemic recovery predictions. Cacao.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm here at the scene of the pandemic, i.e. the world. I am currently in Australia. People are walking about, hugging, kissing, enjoying restaurant meals. What is happening?
To clarify, they're just walking about. They're not actually on a walkabout.
Some of them are on a walkabout.
Thank you.
Great. There seems to be no pandemic here in Australia.
Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Too much man for most. My favorite film you've seen recently.
Okay, so I'm a part of a movie club.
Yeah, you are.
Called the Chris Alvarado Movie Club. I haven't seen a lot of movies in my life, to be honest. So a lot of this stuff is new for me. But I just saw a movie called Blue Velvet.
Mm.
It's a David Lynch movie.
Yeah. How's that hold up?
I had heard like the name David Lynch my whole life and stuff. I thought it was wonderful. Hmm. I loved how weird and dark it was.
Yeah.
Blue Velvet. Really liked it.
Yeah, that is a unique, one-of-a-kind motion picture experience.
Yes.
And last but oddly sweet, halitosis for you. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Some young punk. What happens when you die?
Number one, I ain't dying, baby. That's a fact. I have definitely tapped into some kind of immortal presence. I feel it enshroud me. I know it protects me. I've put myself on the line in many ways, not just financially, but physically. And I've always come out on top. I mean, I'm sitting pretty. And I know for a fact, everyone's thinking that's bullshit. You're a fucking liar. You're a piece of fucking trash shit. But it's legit. It's legit. I mean, let's put it this way. When's the last time you really thought about denim? That's all I'm going to say.
Mm. Thank you for leaving it there. Okay, all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. Become a patron, supporter of the show, and enjoy exclusive content and other perks. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Scene one. Comes from, this is a brand spanking newest Patreon alchemaniac.
Oh,
longtime VIP.
Wow.
Okay.
Longtime VIP just stepped it up and blowing minds. David Roger, everybody. Oh. Welcome him back.
David Roger.
David wrote, hey, gorgeous. Just wanted to say thanks again for bringing additional joy into these frozen Midwest days. Sorry, wrong patron. Scene suggestion from real life experience. People working on a bike shop or any retail shop who are way overqualified. Example, electrical engineer making $10 an hour pumping air into tires. Okay, thanks for that. Love all of you. Still want to touch Craig. David from Southern Illinois.
Oh, ow.
So I don't know what the problem is. I think it might be a chain issue. I don't know 100%, but it's just...
Why do you think it's a chain issue? Sorry?
I just hear some kind of... I hear like a chain noise when I'm pedaling.
Right. And that's it.
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
Well, I've got a technician here, quite frankly, who's going to look into this, and I just want to give him and or her as much information as possible.
Do you know who the technician is, or...?
Do I know?
Yeah. Or do you have several technicians?
Yeah, we do. Oh, and I can't tell you which one is going to be next.
Oh, I get you.
I just like to give them as much information as possible, sir. And right now I'm just hearing, I think it may be a chain issue from someone who clearly doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I am telling you.
You don't know. You know what's crazy? I don't know why I'm telling you this. I just got a job. I'm running all these the computer software for Bell Am.
Yep.
And
all right, look, I know this is really heavy break room talk, but Derek, did I just read that you split an atom yesterday? Did I just read that in the paper this morning? Derek, did you split an atom yesterday?
I did.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I had my headphones in. What?
Wait, Tom, why was Liam answering for Derek?
Wait, why where's Tom? Why did I feel like I just saw Tom somewhere? Oh, there's Tom.
What?
What's up, Tom? Yeah. Okay, Liam. Liam, you had your headphones in, but I was talking to Derek.
Congratulating I didn't know. Him. I had my headphones in, and everybody was just stunned, and so I took my headphones down.
You both had your headphones in.
Huh?
This is just like
this
when
is,
I...
This is break room, right? This is my time? I'm not supposed to have to deal with anybody else during my time? Put my headphones back in.
Marvin, you were saying?
What's that?
What were you saying? This was just like what?
I don't know what I was saying.
Hey, assholes, listen up, all right? We got a bike coming in here, all right? I need some help fixing it up. You understand?
What are the problems with the bike? Maybe I can...
I don't know. Something with the chain. The owner came in and said it made a little...
You know what?
Sound.
What kind of bike is it?
Yeah.
A mountain bike? 6-speed.
It shouldn't
six
do that.
Speed.
No, well, that's why it's here.
What was the sound again?
Let's get why don't we have Liam do it, all right?
That's good fine choice. With me. Liam?
Liam.
He has his headphones in.
Fuck.
Liam.
What?
I'm sleeping
with
your wife.
I'm on break. What?
You got a bike that needs to get fixed, all right?
I'm on my break. This is a California state. You're supposed to get a break every 6 hours. I'm trying to take a break.
You know, I'm going to throw this out there. We have about 10 customers a day on average, and we have 6 technicians standing by at all time.
I mean, part of the reason I left the science laboratory is because I wanted to have a less stressful job. I can't even finish a crossword puzzle. Fine, I'll go take a look at the bike.
It's got a really bad attitude.
Yeah, what's up
with
that?
I heard that. I don't have my headphones in.
Now,
I didn't think you did, Liam. I didn't think you did.
I can't complain about the salary or the benefits, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, you got a recent hike, didn't you, Marvin? Didn't you get a recent pay hike?
Well, to make 6 figures as a bike technician at a small town bike shop where I advise maybe 2 customers a week. Tops.
Right. I mean, it could be because you came over from NASA.
That's right. I was at NASA for a while.
Yeah.
Challenger? That was me.
So I mean, this is a gel seat here, so this is going to really contour to you right there. But if you want something that's going to mold to your buttocks, you might want to
do.
Yeah. So this right here, this is going to be. You don't have to put that in your mouth. All right, you put that there. So this right here, this is going
to
be.
I thought you were gesturing for me to chew on it. I'm sorry. Nope. That's embarrassing. Teasing me with it. I've got a dog. I spend a lot of my time around dogs, so
yeah.
I pick up on the body language. Well, look at this. Is this the young lady that needs help with her bike?
Liam, are you trying to poach my sale?
I'm sorry. I was just told that I had to leave my break and help somebody with a bike. So
excuse me 1 second, ma'am. I'll be right back.
Doing good. Okay. I won't touch nothing.
Liam, what the fuck are you doing? You're a technician, dumbass.
I don't know. Is this, you have a problem with the bike? I was.
What do you think? Huh? Like I'm her. Trying to sell a seat she's here, a man.
All right. Well, maybe afterwards, send her my way. All right. Maybe I can help tune up the bike.
I'd say stay off of his territory. We've got 6 technicians and 20 salespeople at this shop. Never the twain shall meet.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems like someone hasn't helped you. Is that right? You
were looking at seats. I'm not touching anything, and I did chew that for a second, but I don't think I did any damage. I'm sorry.
Please look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry you were left alone for so long. Now, I work here.
I've been alone for so long. That was nothing.
Let me help you. Let me help you with that.
Okay.
What are you looking for exactly?
I want to be able to sit on my bike without the pole going up my asshole.
Okay.
Because right now I got a bike, but it only has a pole.
Okay.
And I was riding, and it's always been uncomfortable to tell the truth, but then I'm not going to complain because I got a bike. I said, I got this bike for free, if you can believe it. Anyway, the other day I'm riding, and it is really digging into me. And some guy says, why don't you get a seat for that thing? And I thought, well, that is not a bad idea. So I was driven past this place. Your parking lot.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You son of a bitch. Where's my bike?
Uh-oh.
I'm talking to you, Snoopy. Where the hell is my bike?
I don't know. I think there's a case of mistaken identity. I'm not.
Bullshit mistaken. I saw you stealing my goddamn porch. You ripped the seat off and you threw it at me.
I just have a question. If you're a whore, will you raise your hand?
Oh, my God. You know I can't put my hands down.
Oh, you got both your arms up, you dumb whore.
You're such a piece of shit. Give me my fucking bike.
Can I help you? Ma'am, your hands are raised. Did you need some help?
Oh, no. Sorry about that. My hands just can't put down. But actually, I did want to talk to somebody. You are a handsome salesman.
So what can I help you with?
You don't have to mirror me. I can't put my hands down. Do you understand? Do not high-five me. Stop high-fiving me. I cannot put my hands down.
All right, maybe?
I'm going to find somebody else. Thank you.
No, don't leave me, please. I need this out.
Oh, my God, he fell down a hole. This man just fell down a hole. Oh, my God. There's just a hole here in the middle of this goddamn Sears. What the hell?
Well, if we could get the town council meeting started now. Sorry, ma'am. All questions we're going to hold till the end. Okay.
My hands can't come down.
I'm sorry.
My hands can't come down.
Okay, we have a half hour allotted for questions at the end of the meeting, but I do have a lot of bullet points that I want to get through first. So if you could just put your hands down, we can.
We all have a lot of bullet points. I don't know why you have to talk about your bullet points.
Okay, Miranda, we're going to get through my bullet points, then we're going to go through your bullet points.
Okay, somebody's got to help us kill this giant. Do we have any volunteers? You, miss. Thank you so much.
Oh, no,
here's a
I'm
slingshot. Go. We appreciate your help.
Oh, yeah, you are. Go get it, Darlene.
Go get the fucking giant, idiot. Dumbass Snoofa. Well, make her come, too.
I'm
going to fucking die.
I'm not coming.
We need everybody to put their hands down on the roller coaster because when we start going, there's some of it. Just we. Oh, you know what? I guess we started.
We're going to ride the fucking coaster.
Have fun.
Jim, thanks for coming into my office. I'm sorry. My understanding is you haven't been working at the park for more than 7 days. And
my friends call me James.
Okay, James. You were overheard earlier today. Telling folks as they got on board the roller coaster to keep their hands down.
Hands and feet inside the roller coaster. That's
inside,
what it says.
Yes, but you're familiar with the roller coaster tradition of people putting their hands up to help the experience. We're just reopening the park because of the fucking COVID. So I need you to be on board with happiness and positivity for each and every person that enters the park.
Well, see, okay. I don't know. I guess I kind of, like you said, I'm a new guy. But when I see the sign at the front that says, keep all hands and feet inside the coaster at all times, I'm just a safety stickler.
Brandon, right. Maybe I could jump in, Brandon.
Yeah,
James.
Please do, Tim, because it says right here on this sign, I'm the new guy, but, and there's a line through it.
What?
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm Tim from Tim Hortons. I'm one of the major investors.
What is she doing here? I was in the middle of an...
I'm one of the major investors. You talk a lot for a guy who's new.
Excellent point. Set him straight, Timmy.
Look, James, I like you, but we need to make money, all right? And if a couple people get hurt, a couple people die, a couple people go missing, so be it. Look, how do you think we make those Tim Hortons hot dogs?
Cement tunnel. Okay, that lady's hands are the equivalent of like pastrami hot dogs now. Okay,
good. Now you're thinking, James, a pastrami dog.
Oh.
Hey there, buddy. Hey, watch out for that hole.
No.
Puny humans, this is my forest. What makes you think you can challenge? Wait, you have a question?
No, I have a question. Snoopa, get the hell out of me, you dumb bitch.
Put your fucking arms down, this bitch.
Oh, here we go. It's all about that. Well, you know, you can't put your legs closed. You can't put your legs closed.
Okay, I'm leaving.
All right, I know this is a little heavy for break room talk, but Derek, did you split an atom again?
Oh,
God. Is that 2 days in a row you split atoms?
You split an atom with me for lunch.
Oh, Marvin.
I had half an atom. I'm on a diet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I just love this break room talk. You know what I mean? You know what?
My headphones are in. My name's Derek.
I did.
No, your name's Liam.
Liam, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I was trying to say
every
my name
time
is
I
not
talk,
Derek.
Liam talks. Every time I talk.
My name's Marvin, by the way.
We know, Marvin.
We know.
All right.
I'm Juliet. Assholes.
Breaks
just
over.
Just to remind the room if we're doing
that. Hey, listen up. We got a new bike coming in,
right? Why are you talking to us like that?
What are you talking to us
like that? I'm a board licensed psychologist.
Oh, is that so? Well, guess what? Yeah. I'm the shop manager, so you got to listen to what I say.
Okay.
We got a new bike coming in. Owner says it's making a sound like... We got to figure it out.
That sounds like the horn.
You tell me.
That's a good
all right?
guess. That's a good
You tell
swing.
Me.
That's good.
All right?
That's good.
Liam, why don't you take this one?
He's got Jeez, every time I feel like I'm the only one that has to do the work around here.
Liam, before you step out on the floor, look at the sign hanging in this break room. It's been 244 days since we've had a work-related injury, okay? We want to keep
I'm
it that way.
I'm not falling in that hole. There's no way I'm going to fall in that hole.
I'm just saying for everybody.
Are you warning me? I'm not an idiot.
Everybody says that, then somebody falls in the hole, all right? So
that is simply scene one, ladies and Jews. Scene one, as we wait for the next person to fall in the hole.
I love the second hole, Joe.
Oh, my God. Is from a completely different David, who wrote, "Hello, you amazing people. I'm truly honored to have had two of my scenes used on your show, Slasher Music and Film Noir. I will now try for the hat trick. A non-morning person wakes up late for work and the coffee machine is broken. Thank you for all that you do during these hard times. You may feel like it's hard to make a positive difference in the world, but you have definitely made a difference for me. David Tatarczyk from New Hampshire."
I'm up. What is this? What do you want, coffee machine? What do you want?
Good morning.
Oh, great.
Okay. It's now 8:42 a.m.
Yep. I'm up. Are you going to start on your own while I get in the shower?
Can Starting you? Coffee now.
Thank you.
Something seems to be wrong.
What is
Would
it?
You like me to retry coffee?
No, just diagnostic check real quick.
Diagnostic complete.
What is that?
My
is
internal that? Coffee core seems to be melted.
I'm going to be late for work. What is this?
Good morning, David. It is I, your shower. Shall I start the water for you?
Yes, please. Medium hot. Thank you.
David, your microwave just here reminding you I'm vacant.
Oh, right. Let me get the Munchable. Hold on.
Here we go.
David, did you say munchable?
Yep, munchable. It's blueberry.
Ring, ring, ring.
What is that?
Ring, ring,
David,
ring.
It's your phone. Would you like me to answer it for you?
Yes.
I can get it, David.
David, I'd be happy to answer your phone for you while in the shower.
I don't mind.
I'm going to go ahead and get the phone. Hello?
This is Pete from work. You were supposed to be here at 8 today. It's early start Wednesday.
I'll kick you in the fucking nuts. What the hell's
going on?
David.
You're not usually late.
Nope. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Tell him it's an emergency, David.
David, I'd be happy to kill him for you.
David, kill yourself.
Kill yourself, David. Hurt yourself and the ones you love.
Wait a second.
I don't know.
Hi. Are you calling about a problem with your house's AI?
I am, yes.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Representative.
I heard representative. Is that
That's correct. That's what I'd like. I'd like to speak with a representative.
I heard I'd like to speak with a representative. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it.
I heard yes. Is that right?
Yes to you as well.
Stay out of this, Marcia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a problem with the AI?
I've already asked that, Marcia.
Oh,
I'm hearing
I'm sorry.
You two are having
there's
a fight.
There's a problem with the AI.
I heard there's a problem with the AI. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. But I just
I'm
need
talking to Marcia.
I also heard there's a problem with the AI. Can I help you with that?
Representative. Can I help you with that?
How are you
I'm
doing?
Talking there... to you.
Agent.
I'm talking to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yep.
Let me just see. No, I'm not talking to you, buddy. I'm talking to these two AIs. I got to figure this out. See,
agent.
Run AI test.
AI? What do you mean?
Okay. Definitely
is there
a problem
with the AI?
Okay. Looks like both of them are at it. Okay.
Hey, we're going to need new cables in the back there.
Agent.
David, this is your shower. While you are showering, a couple of thoughts you might want to consider.
Handy J?
Handy J is certainly an option. Another option would be to hurt your boss or hurt yourself and the ones you love.
Let's go with hurt your boss. Where shall I begin?
I can give you options. Coffee maker, please tell us the third option in hurting boss. Coffee maker.
Agent.
Coffee maker. Please give us the third option in hurting your boss.
You could poke him in the belly button.
Munchable him.
Ooh, munchable. Yeah. In the belly.
Mr. Wayland, I don't care. These AIs are all over the place, all right?
I told you to call me Peter, okay? I told you to call me Peter.
Fine. Peter. These AIs are all over the place.
I'm just one of the guys that happens to be the boss.
Mr. Whalen.
It's Peter. Call me Peter.
Nobody made it to early morning Wednesdays. I think that was a bad idea. Everyone's late. Now the AIs are running the place.
It can't be possible. This whole company's forte is AI. We're the AI group.
Peter, is it?
I don't know you. It's Mr. Wayland.
Oh, Mr. Wayland.
Who are you?
I'm with AI. I think you said...
Call me Peter. Call me Peter.
I think you said forte.
I just don't recognize you.
Did you not just say forte?
Point.
Do you speak French?
When I was using the word forte, I was using it in the way that I've always heard people use it in the past.
Hey, Bobby, what do you mean we need new cables? I got cables here. What do we do? Just plug them in, plug them out, pull them out.
We keep calling them AIs, the computer machines. They're just like a fucking, like an engine.
Okay? I keep hearing you saying AI. What does that mean?
All right, look, you see this one right here? Just pull its fucking cord out. Watch this. Yeah. There, it's dead.
What do you mean, dead?
Oh,
what the
shit.
Fuck? Oh, hey, Bobby, give me a wrench. Give me a wrench. Give me a wrench.
Okay, which
I heard
kind?
Wrench.
Give me the one that adjusts.
Okay, you want long ways or widthwise?
Widthwise.
Wait, give me... Yeah.
I heard widthwise.
I heard widthwise.
Give me a hammer. Give me a hammer.
With wisdom.
Okay, you got it. You want a rubber or you want a metal hammer?
Metal.
Rubber.
All right. Well, you want the shaft. You want it to be wood or what do you want?
There you go. Shut him up.
Would you like to hear a joke?
What the fuck?
Knock, knock.
Broke up half of the servers, man. What the fuck are you doing?
Unplug it. Just unplug. Okay, there. They're unplugged.
But what are you doing, man? You have no... What are you doing? You're just breaking shit, man. This is not where a job is, dude.
Hey, I'm the fucking human here, Bobby. Okay?
I'm the fucking human here. I'm the fucking human here. I'm the fucking human here.
Hey, what's going on, man? The door's locked, man.
I'm the fucking human here.
Hey, what's that prop doing? Man? It's going up my ass.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking the human here.
Yeah, you called in a problem with your AI.
Yeah, I don't understand a couple of things. First of all, they keep repeating whatever I say by prefacing "I hear," and then they. But it doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah.
So what do I do if they just keep like a loop, keep doing that?
I'm Handy Jay, by the way. I'm a jack of all trades.
Sure. Handy Jack, I get it.
No, Handy Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my name is Jay Kosenstein. Well, let me let's start with something simple like your coffee maker.
Great. Let me turn it on.
Okay. How do you do, David? Can I make you a cup of coffee?
Yes, please make a cup of coffee, medium dark. Yep, seems to be working now. It's just,
Yeah, man, that's a good looking cup of coffee. Wrong
with our core coffee.
Here we
go. Our small nuclear reactor is melting down.
Okay, now the AI within the coffee maker thinks it has a core reactor. No, it does.
It does have a small, tiny core reactor.
How small are we talking?
But tiny, you know, on an atomic level.
Like 4 16 ounces? That kind of tiny?
4 16 ounces?
Yeah. 64 ounces.
Listen, I gotta say, I've never taken an AI out to dinner before, but after the way you treated me with that probe, I gotta say, I might be in love with you. Let me get a what are you drinking? Do you drink anything?
I don't work here, man.
All right. Well, look, when the waiter comes back. Also, what's your name? I don't want to call you AI anymore.
Huh? Call me IA.
Wait, where's the other one?
I'm here.
Oh,
I didn't know if you invited me. But I've been here.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Forte. What can I get you all?
What can I get you all?
Are we waiting for another? Or?
No. This is it. Okay. I will take a Chablis, please.
I heard Chablis. Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. They're great listeners. This is my date, by the way.
Okay. You're... Date is an external hard drive with all these wires on it.
Yeah, if you're judging a book by its cover, sure, that's what it is.
What kind of Chablis do you have?
We actually have several different Chablis.
I'd like to hear about them.
Okay, great. Well, our first Chablis is Runat Jumonet, and that is a French Chablis, and that comes from the Chablis region of Chablis. Uh-huh. And the grape itself is going to be tasting like a nice
crisp. The Chablis region of Chablis. As wonderful weather this time of year.
Yes, it does. I've actually visited.
It's 64 degrees in Chablis.
I don't know that. But so the grapes themselves.
Hey, are you really flirting with my date?
No, I'm just interacting with the external hard drive.
Okay.
You previously purchased grapes. Would you like to add them to your shopping list?
What? How do you know that?
Okay, great.
How do you know I previously purchased grapes? I'm not a grape freak. Okay, I don't.
Would you like to add them to your shopping list?
Of course, yeah, add them. Add all the grapes.
All right. I thought I was going to have this time with you, huh? Remember what you did to me? That meant something. The probe?
That was him.
Oh.
Probing commence. Commencing probing.
Whoa, I don't work here, man. What the hell's going on?
Take the probe and like it.
And that's scene two. We got to say goodbye to James Heaney. Sorry to interrupt a wonderful scene about everything. James, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time. I understand you can't make any sounds, so just let everyone know that he's waving at us.
Oh, and, I can make sounds now. It's not quite.
Oh, for
but
fuck's
yes,
sake.
I'm waving, but that is the, I have to step away. So thank you for having me.
Okay. God bless us all, everyone.
You had us, James. You had us.
You did.
3 comes to us from Patreon Alchemaniac Kevin Prado, who wrote, "Hey KP, it's the other KP, Swan Trizzle. Here I am once again at your door, begging for more laughs. If you magical alchemistros don't know by now, I'm a really big fan of Alchemy This. I mean, you've managed to bring a group of strangers together from across the country to talk once a week about the crazy shit that you all put out. And we even made a podcast, as most of you know. My suggestion, a group of kids search their elementary school after hours for ghosts. Affectionately yours, Kevin Prado."
All right, listen up. You are deemed, you have been deemed the worst children at this school.
And you've been deemed the worst stupid fucking teacher at this school, you okay, stupid fucking teacher.
Okay, now listen. The point, regular, damn,
regular detention hasn't worked for you.
Damn, so work for me, man.
I've got all your parents' permission. You're going to do a 24-hour detention.
Oh. When do we eat? When do we eat?
No snacks will be given.
Fucking exchange student sucks.
All put your heads down on your desk.
And I put my head nowhere.
24
I
hours.
I can bring my own snacks.
I'm done listening to you guys.
No one's going to eat your fucking weird wheat snacks, dude.
Don't touch those wheat snacks. So starting now, you are all under 24-hour detention. No
you mean
talking.
We get to sleep over?
Don't act all cute and sweet now. You set the gymnasium on fire.
Sure, but that was an accident.
Bye, fuckers.
Where do we go to the bathroom?
He just left. I guess we go wherever we want. Okay, we're locked in. Don't be freaked out by that. We get to have
I'm
a sleepover. Right? Johnny, do you have the Ouija board?
Hell yeah. Let's just get some ground rules going here. I run the school now.
Yeah, right. Cut, cut.
Oh, my eyes.
Take that to your face.
My eyes. Now who runs 20, the school?
I think I do. And you can help me and you can eat whenever you want, Dorka.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say your name?
Dorka.
Dorka. Sorry.
Let's use the Ouija board and see if the ghost Charlie's back.
My fingers are too fat for the Ouija board.
I thought those were sausages. Those are your fingers?
That's yeah. Awesome. I thought those were gloves. Those aren't a good color. Those are a bad color fingers.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, looks like frostbite.
Could be a circulation problem. My dad has that on his feet.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, hey, sorry. I didn't know this room was occupied. I'm just dead.
Get in here.
Well, I'm the janitor. I'm just cleaning it up. So sorry.
But how did you get in? The door is still closed and locked.
He locked the door for like 7 minutes.
There are doors all around us that we can't see.
Wait a second. Did you come from another dimension?
Some might say that.
Are you
Some
ghost
might say
janitor?
The boys' bathroom.
Well, forget those ones. But are you ghost janitor?
No, do I'm real. Bleed? I'm 100%.
Oh my God, my eyes!
I don't think he's a ghost. No,
I don't think he is. I thought he was, but I
no,
don't.
He's bleeding.
Now, parents, just settle down. Settle down. It's not actually going to be 24 hours. It's not going to be 24 hours. We're just tricking them. We're going to leave them in there for one.
Why would you say that?
Just to scare them a little bit, okay?
Can I speak? You can leave my daughter in there for 24 hours. It's fine.
Ma'am, your breasts are hanging out.
You could use it. You know, fool me once, tits on me. Fool me twice. You can leave her in there as long
okay,
as you
listen,
want.
Listen.
I don't have a question. My hands are just up, all right?
Okay. Just relax. As a matter of fact, I have a monitor. We can all watch what's going on in there.
How long are you planning on keeping my boy in there?
Excuse me?
How long are you planning on keeping my boy in there?
We're thinking 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours. They think they're going to be there overnight. Hopefully,
I'm responsible for Dorka's safety. And if somebody doesn't massage his fingers at least once an hour, then he has severe circulation problems. Meanwhile, my 8-year-old is in Berlin, and I hope they're treating him okay.
Look. Dorka, as sweet as he is also a bit of a fucking nightmare in class, okay? All
watch
these kids...
Watch your mouth or I'm going to put somewhere.
Look at you. Everybody here bickering amongst themselves, thinking that they're going to do something.
Don't scratch that chalkboard. Don't scratch that chalkboard.
Don't do it.
Sir, stay away from the...
Oh, son of a...
All right, so let's just...
There's an evil in that school.
Okay.
An evil that can be awakened and unearthed by the simplest use of
Ouija board. Sir, your testicles are hanging out of your pants.
Leave them alone.
You're the evil.
Fuck you.
Who's evil? Who are you saying is evil?
Yeah, who are you saying is evil?
This is the one who did a swap program with Germany. That was a heads-up move.
Talking about Derek or right here?
Nope.
Liam.
Or Liam. You talking about Liam?
Liam.
All right, Liam. Everybody. Just sit back, relax. Now, I got to lock this door in here, okay? I'm going to leave you guys. I got to leave the parents here.
Son of a bitch. All right, well, I'm making some chili. Who wants some?
Here at Mediterranean Charter, we make sure that your kids get the best education possible here in the continental United States. And I know what you're thinking. A private education?
Tom, sorry to interrupt. You're popping your peas again. I just want to start from the top. Try not to pop the peas.
Okay.
And rolling.
Here at Mediterranean Charter, we offer the best education for your child here in the continental United States of America. And I know
what
you're thinking.
I'm sorry, Tom. Uh-huh. I didn't want to get in there, and I don't mean to step on your feet, Daniel, so I apologize.
That's quite all right.
I thought you said the word continental like a stupid person, so maybe do that one again. I don't know how else to say it. I'm sorry.
I was thinking dumb, but we'll go with stupid person. All right, ready, Tom?
Here at Mediterranean Charter,
he wasn't rolling yet, Daniel's going to say rolling, and that's when you...
Hey, Tom, how was VO work today, man?
Get the fuck off of me. Dude, give me a drink.
Wait, hey, dude, relax.
Give me a scotch tequila, all the ice
I'm
you
I'm
going
to give you a scotch. Tom, when are you going to listen to me, man? You got to stop trying to fucking play it straight, getting a regular job. You're a criminal.
Dude, I'm overqualified for this job, okay?
Scotch tequila and a complimentary bowl of popped peas.
Now, look, Tom, I heard that the elementary school got a whole shipment of new tablets just the other day. You're not a voiceover guy.
We talking Oxy? What do you mean?
Yeah, tablets, like huge tablets, small tablets, blue, pinks, I'm talking reds. They got them all.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Maybe consider breaking into the elementary school. Excuse me. What?
Oh, there's a hole. There's a hole there. Did nobody see that hole?
There's a sign. There's a sign telling people don't step into the hole.
Well, then that's on me.
Hey,
well,
what is this? Excuse me. I couldn't help but hear. Are you interested in going to school? My daughter's in school. I got to go to a meeting at school. Do you want to come with me and my breasts to the school?
I guess, yeah. You know what?
Okie dokie, okie dokie, artichoke. Okie
Sean, why don't you make me a little roadie, huh?
You want me to pack those popped peas to go?
No, I don't want the peas. Just if you can give me the scotch and tequila to go, that'd be great.
Okay.
Scotchila.
Huh?
Scotchila. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, I made you a little to go back. I did put some pop peas in there
God damn it, Sean. All right, thank you.
Scotchila, come with me.
Well, parents, there is a problem with the feed.
I wanted to just say I have a date. I didn't know if I brought a date. So he's not a parent, but he's with me, and he's a younger man, and he
I think the kids are doing
your date, if you don't mind. Let's say hello to the date.
I'll leave you guys to it then.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Tom. I have a 64-ounce Ziploc bag here filled with tequila and scotch if anybody wants to suckle. So
wow, your voice sounds familiar. Did you do the ad for the Continental Exchange Program?
I did, yeah, for Mediterranean.
That's how I found out about Dorca.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
I love that ad.
Who's on a date with who? I found him. Dorca's dad. What's your name, Dorca's dad? Not your dad, whatever even you are. You a kid swapper? You a motherfucking kid swapper? What's wrong with you? You swap kids? That's not good enough. Now you're coming after my name? I just found this thing. You want to swap him out for someone in Germany? Someone that, I don't know where, in Dutch?
It's an elementary school exchange program. It's very common.
A kid swapper. You motherfucking kid swapper. I'm in a mile
away. I don't have to listen to this.
I don't have to either.
Would you like some more bagels?
Yes, please.
There you go. How do you like Berlin?
It's a pretty interesting culture and a pretty interesting place. I miss my dad, but he was really excited to do this. And I'm glad to be here. And I just trying to, I guess I'm trying to, you know, my dad wants me to soak up the culture. So,
well, Zach, we have a very sad thing to tell you. We have received a letter from America.
Where'd you get a letter from Zamerica?
Yeah, and it seems that your father's eyes have been gouged out.
What?
It seems that your father's eyes have been gouged out.
I think this is like a language like cream barrier cheese moment. Cream cheese is good.
Oh, God! Oh, what did you do? You took my eyes. You took my eyes.
You don't talk to her like that, buddy. You don't talk to her like that.
I gotta write a letter.
Goddamn man, this is a goddamn man. I found him at the bar, but it turns out he's a goddamn man. You know who else scratches eyes out? My little girl. Y'all gonna get along like gangbusters, okay?
There's an evil in this school. There's an evil in this school. Yes, write a letter. Write a letter.
Writing a letter
in Berlin, please.
All right, let's check in with the children.
Quickest way to reach him, they said.
I've been trying to check in with the children for a very long time. Let's try to. I'll knock on this monitor.
You said there was a problem with the feed.
Well, that was a hint, you know. Let me see.
A hint for what?
I'm the Lord of the Flies. The rest of you bow before me. Bow, I said.
Cut.
Ow, shit! What the?
I don't know when they're going to learn their lesson, but I don't mind cutting people's eyes open.
Where's these flies you're talking about? I'm so hungry.
No one's going to eat your stupid wheat.
I can't eat anything.
Hey, Dorka, you're the tops of your, the tips of your fingers are way bigger than the bottom parts of your fingers.
I want to eat my own fingers.
All right, children, it's your teacher.
My eyes!
Jesus Christ!
My fingers!
I didn't think you'd be back so soon.
You've been here for 22 minutes. There's blood everywhere.
He told us it was going to be a 24 hours.
And what does that matter? Where did that mop come from?
We got stressed out. Oh, the janitor.
They crucified me. They crucified me.
Take this kid.
He's up on the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Wait, what janitor? There's no janitor here.
I knew he was a ghost. I can't see him.
He bled like.
Oh my God! In 22 minutes, you sliced the eyes out of these kids and you crucified this one.
Well, that one was a janitor, and
Dorka.
And I ate my own fingers.
Her mother's a drunk. I can't see.
Well, listen. There's only one thing to do.
Felsak, before you leave, would you like to read your letter about your experience here in Berlin?
I guess. I read the letter?
Yes, to the class, so we know.
Read it!
Okay, my experience in Berlin, a short story by Zach. When I came to Berlin, my dad wanted to swap me out because he always thought he'd be a better fit as a parent to a German kid. I don't know how that's going for him. But as for me, I didn't like it here. I got a really unsettling note 2 months into my stay about my dad's eyes being gouged out. And then another note came 2 weeks later about the swapped kids. He ate his fingers and that. So I've been pretty preoccupied this whole trip. And I wanted to learn about the culture and I wanted to experience things, but really the notes from home were really overwhelming with how I felt. And now I'm going, you know, stateside and I appreciate the opportunity, but I don't like my life. Bye, Zach.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Settle down here. I'm the principal.
What do you mean there was a teacher that locked your kids in? That teacher that you're describing died years ago.
What the fuck?
What? He died years ago.
Listen, buddy. Okay, you're going to talk to her right, okay? You're going to talk
to her.
Thank
you. Thank you.
I'm just saying they're describing a teacher that died years ago.
Now, I can't see you because, again, my eyes were gouged out.
I told you we'll be your eyes. Stick with us.
How fat is he? He sounds fat. Can you just paint a picture of how big this principal is?
He's a very, very big man. He's big. He's also, you know, you don't have to be sloppy and big, but he is sloppy and big.
he sounds like that, yes.
Are you familiar with Baby Huey? He's got kind of Huey.
All right, listen up. we got to get this in order here. So, I need
Excuse me, sir. You're not gesturing with a pencil. That happens to be my left breast.
I'm sorry. I need all
very pointy breasts. Respect
to
that.
Pair up with their child. Everybody, go ahead. Go ahead. Pair up. Find your child. Okay. Pair up.
Here's my boy.
My father.
Cut.
Such is my son.
Hello, Dorka. Hello, hey, Dorka.
I have come here to claim my son.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, but I've come here to claim my son.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Oh, this would be good. I wish I could see.
Okay, so there's a German guy that's here to claim his son, and he's looking at...
No, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here with American father.
Dorcas saying, no, wait, you can hear. You can't. Okay, I tap out.
If you want to stay, you stay. I leave.
What about Zach? Can we bring back Zach?
Is that a me thing? Should I get Zach or what is...
you're the father who took Zach in Germany.
Is Zach here?
Did you bring Zach?
No, I didn't bring him.
Okay, can we write him a letter and let him know what's going on?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine. Totally.
Okay. Oh, I was writing that letter.
Stationary.
I'm just happy that everybody seems to be okay with the fact that there was a ghost teacher that locked your kids into a room where they sliced each other's eyes open and crucified each other, and then they met a ghost janitor. It's very heartening to know that everyone's okay with the situation.
Are you smarter than me, Faza?
It sounded like he was dictating the letter. Let's let that happen. That was perfect.
If I can get you all to do a quick soundbite for the
Are you a dead motherfucker too?
You see that hole right there? I'm jumping out!
Oh my god. What the hell?
Must you think of us, voiceover artist?
I'll tell you right now, I'm disappointed. I am disappointed. When I make that ad for parents to spend too much money for an education that they weren't aware of, I didn't think it'd be like this.
Tom, sorry, you're popping those peas again on parents.
Sorry about that.
Yep. Let's take that last one back, please.
I'm disappointed in you, parents.
Oh, you have to wait for him to say rolling.
Rolling. Okay. We're rolling.
Are you just saying that or are you rolling?
Always funny, Tom. Rolling.
Are you eating those popped peas because I'm hungry?
No, don't eat them. No, they're mine. God damn it. And they are soaked in tequila and scotch. So if anybody wants to get drunk... All right. You know what? Let's just get right to it. I'm disappointed. All right. And Bianca, we've had one hell of a 2 hours together.
Spinaka.
Spinaka.
That's our show. That's our show for today.
Oh, it makes so much damn sense that her name is a mouth freshener. No, not mouth freshener.
That would be called, what's Spinaka? It's a...
breath spray.
There it is. That was the
mouth one
that...
That one mouth freshener.
Well, I mean, that's truly its function. But no one calls it that until now. Let's thank Mr. Craig Kukowski. Craig, do you have a word for us today that you would like folks to know more about?
I'm going to say awesome.
Awesome. That's the word?
Yes. It means full of awe, inspiring awe.
And your feelings.
I think people know that. I literally just looked around.
You have a big mug that says awesome.
Well, this actually might even be from Dicey Typewriter, because there's a card that says you are fucking awesome. Keep up the good work. Is that from dynasty?
It feels like it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just reached for the first thing I saw. First idea, and best idea is amen. Clearly wrong.
And while we're on the topic of DynastyTypewriter.com, thank you, Vanessa, for coming back home.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's the most fun. I feel so happy.
The family's good. Everybody's well and happy.
Everybody's good, I gotta say. Missing the world.
Yeah.
But I think we all are, and I know it won't always be like this. So that's right. Try to make the best of it.
Hopefully we'll see you in the fall.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. We love you dearly. My goodness.
Love you too.
Pleasure, pleasure. Chris Alvarado, thank you so damn much.
I'm so distracted. My dog is barking.
Sure.
There's nothing I can do about it. I'm no. watching him. I'm watching him on the puppy cam.
Right.
Aww.
He's just barking up a storm. So I'll be quick. At Chris Alvarado, check out my new podcast, The Comedy Fix, where we discuss, you know, theory and philosophy behind performance. It's really informative and fun. And that's that.
Imagine it's only a matter of time before there's a Comedy Fix That podcast.
It's also only a matter of time before each and every one of you are a guest on that podcast.
So. Appreciate the threat. Yeah. Joey Greer.
Yes. You know, check out Austin Mutual Aid. It's an Instagram account. If you are inclined to help out anybody and everybody who is in dire straits right now in Texas, that's just for Austin, obviously, but there are multiple other charities and nonprofits helping people get off the street that don't have housing, find a hotel room and all that, as well as donations available to help bring groceries and other utilities to people who need it.
The name because of that again?
Austin Mutual Aid. Awesome. And, you know, not to get political, but, you know, people, the representatives that are elected, so, you know, maybe think about that next time when they're on ballot.
You know? I think that's a hell great yeah, dude. Point.
You know?
Please and yes and thank you. Let's also thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. DaBain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Oh, no.
I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Thanking you all so very damn much for joining us once again. Please write to us. Let us know your thoughts. We love to hear from you. Thank you for your support. And just a reminder to be super kind to each other. It's easy and so damn helpful. Love you all. Until next time.
How can we